أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية الأربعين، نوية الاعتكاف، نوية الخلوة، نوية العزة، نوية الإجابة، نوية السلوك. لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد، أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. As we said in the previous session that the sign of the kingdom of Tarut is that he will get, Allah will send to him the chest or the box that angels will be carrying it, and it has all the relics of what the family of Moses and family of Harun left behind. And it will, in it there will be peacefulness and tranquility. And we explained that, and we said that that tranquility is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the arif billah, or the inheritor of the reality of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and secrets from Prophet, Allah will put in his heart, make it like that box, which inside that chest, or that chest that the heart is in it, and make the heart of the Gnostic or the knower in Allah's knowledge, the one who is seeking that journey, he will be inherited that level of Gnosticism that comes through his heart with tranquility. So that peacefulness that comes to his heart, that tranquility, is what Allah gave him to understand the level of Iman and level of Ihsan. And that's why in the level of Iman, Allah mentioned, "Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi," to believe in Allah and his angels, that they are carrying that chest, or we said it before we knew the English word for it, coffin, means that box that has these secrets, angels are carrying it. Means angels will carry to you the secrets that has been preserved to you in the day of promises in front of Allah, when Allah asked everyone, "Who am I and who are you?" And we said, "You are our Lord." So Allah gave everyone a trust. إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَ أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا.
Allah said in Holy Quran that we have shown and given our trust for heavens and earth to carry, and said, "No, we cannot carry, it's so much difficult." But a human being carry it, because they carry it because it's from their Lord, is a gift, is a favor, but it's heavy. So because they were oppressor and ignorant of the reality, they said, "Oh, we take it quickly," but they didn't understand that it has conditions. It has principles that you have to follow, or else you will be judged. You cannot take a trust and then you spend it in your own way. If I give you some money and say, "Hold it for me, I take it, whatever I need it, I take it," you go and spend it in your worldly desires, what will happen? You'll be responsible in front of me to give me back the money. But if I say to you, "Keep this money and don't use it except for the right conditions that I give to you," then you are not responsible or liable, because you have followed the principles and conditions of holding that money. There are many people today, they tell them, we give you a grant, but you have to follow these conditions and principles. You cannot say, no, I will do it my way. So Allah, when He gave us the trust, He said, these are my conditions and principles. You have to follow. If you don't follow, then you are losing. So when He gave that chest to the people of Samuel, Prophet Samuel, and he gave that to Talut as a sign of superiority on knowledge on them, those who disobeyed him, he left them. He said, don't follow me. When he came to the river and they were thirsty, he said, you have to take a handful of water. Those who took more, he said, finish. You are not my people. And he went with very small, little bit of people to fight Jalut, and Allah gave him power. I mean, that's the Awliyaullah. Even they are very small in number, but they are great in power. There is 124,000 wali, there is 6 billion human beings. 124,000 can do more than the 6 billion can do. Because they have that chest. Because they follow the principles and conditions. Today there are many people who claim superiority through knowledge, but in reality they are empty like a drum, only give a sound, but no knowledge there. So Al-Arif Billah, the Gnostic, is not a drum. When you drum on him, it doesn't give a sound. When you hit, the drum give a sound. But on Arif Billah, it doesn't give a sound, because he is full of, his heart is full. So when you drum on him, he gives you medication. He gives you what you need to hear. It is very difficult on the ego to accept. So Allah gave them superiority to these al-arifina billah, or arifuna billah, the Gnostics, gave them superiority because He raised them through what, because they kept their covenant, they kept their trust, and the Ark of Moses is the Ark of Covenant. So it is the covenant. So the Awliyaullah kept their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ
رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا.
Yeah, men means Gnostics, knowers. They kept their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never changed. صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. They kept what they promised in Day of Promises. Because that ayah shows us that Allah took a promise from these Gnostics. From everyone. But these Gnostics kept their covenant Allah gave them. Some of them, they passed away. Some of them are waiting. They know they are going to pass away. They follow the Sunnah of Prophet. Everyone is going to move to Akhirah. So he gave them the Maqam al-Iman and raised them to Maqam al-Ihsan. Maqam al-Ihsan is the Maqam of Uns.
Intimacy.
Intimacy. There you feel the intimacy in that Divine Presence. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, the best time that I am happy with is when I am in my prayer, in between the hand of Allah. I have that intimacy. That's what's important. So, Maqam al-Ihsan, in reality, to worship Allah as if you are seeing Him, if you are not seeing Him, He's seeing you, means you reach the level of intimacy in that station, there you are in complete ashq.
Infatuation.
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 You are in that ocean, as the one of the believers of Sayyidina Musa in that time asked him, "Ya Musa, when you go to Tur Sina, ask Allah to send me iman. I have no iman." He said, "How do you have no iman? You don't believe in me." "I believe in you, but ask what I am, please, what I am requesting." How that man knows that he is, when he is on that way, he begins to feel that his iman is, although he's a believer, but he didn't reach the level of iman. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu aminu.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا.
O believers, الذين آمنوا آمنوا. O believers, believe. So that one knew that his belief, even if you believe and follow and say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, yeah, it's okay. You saved yourself, you are in paradise. You do your prayers, you are in paradise. But you do not reach maqam intimacy, maqam al-ihsan. So you have to believe in reality. Allah is insisting, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Aminu billahi wa rasuli. Believe in Allah and His Prophet by to worship Him as if you are seeing Him. That's higher level. And not only that, you have to believe in Allah's Quran, Holy Quran, and the books that came before Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Means you have to believe in all with all my prophets, my angels, and the last day. When you believe in the last day, you don't have time for dunya anymore, because you know that death is coming. So how you are going to be in the presence of Allah when He is calling you? I would say to him, "Oh, I'm working on my computer, looking for information about who fought who and how many people died and how many deaths, or I was busy buying stocks and selling stocks." Or I was busy, the worst. That's not the worst, it's in business. The worst is I was playing games. Yeah? Everyone sitting behind the computer playing what? Games, or giving fatwa. So, awliyaullah, they know, and Allah said in that verse that you have to believe in the last day, in the day of death, in Yawm al-Akhir. Yawm al-Akhir means the judgment day, and Yawm al-Akhir, your day of death. Means you have to believe that you have to fight your ego and let your ego to die. Yawm al-Akhir, the last moment for your life of your ego, of yourself. When you kill it, you will be resurrected in that intimacy. Or else that intimacy, never you are going to see it. So when you reach that intimacy and peacefulness, and that maqam al-ihsan, and you know that to reach that is to fight your ego and kill your ego. That's why Allah said wa bil yawm al-akhir, to believe in the last day. Last day is three meanings here: the day of resurrection, the day of death, and the day that mutu qabla an tamutu, die before you die, as Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you want to see someone died before he died, look at Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Means fight your ego, kill your ego, surrender, submit, then that is your resurrection. Then you reach that level in dunya. That's why Allah said, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا. What we understand it usually in a normal literary meaning, or give us in dunya goodness and give us in akhirah. In interpretation, give us in dunya that intimacy level, that station of ihsan. And give us in akhirah to be with you. Because in dunya, you can be in the level of the divine intimacy, in that you cannot be in the level, but you can be in the presence, but you cannot see your Lord. The akhirah, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً, that the hasana in akhirah, it's not only paradise. Okay, paradise, you say la ilaha illallah, you get it. But to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why very few will see their Lord in paradise, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Only those who are in that maq'ad sadaq, those who will be yuhsharun, they will be with the company of prophets and trustworthy nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin, to be with those type of people. Four different types: al-Nabiyyun, prophets, as-Siddiqun, those who kept their covenant with Allah, they never changed. Martyrs, we understand martyrs is those who fought in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which yes, but also those who fought in and struggled in the way of their egos, against their egos. They killed themselves, they are martyrs. You are martyr fi hubbillah. You are shaheed fi hubbillah. How many shaheed in Allah's love? He's left dunya asking akhirah. And he's still living, not caring for this life. That's a shaheed in Allah's love. And that's why Prophet ﷺ said, we finish small jihad, we are coming to the greatest jihad, jihad al-nafs. To be martyr in Allah's love, to fight your ego. And then the third, to be pious. So when you fight your ego, what happens? They raise you up. So you reach that level of intimacy. Al-unsu ma'allah.
Intimacy with Allah.
Intimacy in Allah's presence. You feel that divine presence. You are surrounded. You feel you are smelling. You are a different person now. At that time, will open for you what is in that chest. Because not important is the chest, it is what is in it. Allah said in Holy Quran, وَبَبَقِيَّةُ مِمَّا تَرَكَ آلُ مُوسَى وَآلُ هَارُونَ
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَإِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيِّ لَهُمُ ابْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ طَالُوتُ بِالْجُنُودِ
قال هل عسيتم
إن كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا قالوا وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا وأبنائنا فلما كتب عليهم القتال تولوا إلا قليلا منهم والله عليم بالظالمين وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوت ملكا قالوا أنى يكون له الملك علينا ونحن أحق بالملك منه ولم يؤت سعة من المال قال إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم صدق الله العظيم
إن آية ملكه
أن يأتيكم التابوت في سكينة من ربكم وبقية مما ترك آل موسى وآل هارون تحمله الملائكة إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
So the sign is what is that angels are going to carry that chest, and in it what is left from what Sayyidina Musa has and what Sayyidina Harun
gives, means Allah is not giving everything. Because these are prophets.
That's an indication. Baqiyya mimma taraka. What is left over means you cannot inherit completely a prophet. It's impossible. You are standing at his feet. You inherit slowly. What he wants you to inherit. So the importance is what is inside that chest, is not the chest itself. Although the angels are carrying. So when you reach that level of intimacy in Allah's presence, Allah will give you what is in that chest. That's where He opened on your heart. That al-ma'rifah, Gnosticism. So what was left in the chest? The stick of Sayyidina Musa. That stick was there. What is that stick? وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى
وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى قال هي عصاي أتوكأ عليها وأهش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى.
He said, what is in your hand, ya Musa? He said, I have a stick. Walk on it. Of course you have to walk on it. Or else you will fall down. And أهش بها على غنمي. Move my flock, sheep, and many other things else. قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى Throw it. It's become a snake. قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى
قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى قَالَ خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى
Throw it. Snake running, he got afraid. He said, no, don't be afraid. Take it. He took it. So Sayyidina Musa said, I tawakka alayha. Why he was leaning on it? Because he is leaning on something that a snake eats everything. A snake is the worst animal. Has poison. Finish you. Its poison is deadly. So of course he is going to lean on a stick that it is deadly. That if anyone come against him, that stick is deadly for anyone. And I move my sheep, means my crowd, my people. I guide them through that stick. So what is this? That stick is what ate all snakes. Because the magicians جاءوا بسحر عظيم. They came with a big magic. When Allah says سحر عظيم, you can say جاءوا بسحر. They came with a magic. Okay, but when he said سحر عظيم, means there is nothing above it. It's a huge magic that they came with. What happened? Allah said to Musa, throw your stick. You throw it. That magic means that fake visions that you observe in your life is not true, is a fake. When reality comes, it's eaten. Illusions. All our lives are illusions. We are not seeing the reality. As described in physics, you look at a star, you see the star. But it might not be there, ask these physicists. That star might not be there anymore. finished, extinguished. Extinguished, yeah. Because its age is 3 million or 3 billion or 5 million or 10 billion years, whatever it is. And the speed of light is coming. Still it's coming, but already it's gone. But
it's correct.
But you are stealing. That's become illusion. You have nothing in something, and you have something in nothing. That's void. You have something in nothing. That void is nothing. It's a void. Allah showing His greatness in that to physicists, to those who study astronomy. All this is emptiness, and that's why some beliefs, like Buddhist or Hindu, they say, oh, when you reach the highest level, you have to reach emptiness, complete emptiness. It's a void. But Allah put everything existing to us in that void. It's a void. How can thing exist in a void? Show His greatness. To me, no problem. To Allah means, to Allah, I have no problem. I put the empty, the nothing in something, and I put something in nothing. I put nothing in something, and something in nothing. This, what we see, is illusion. So when the snakes of the magicians are illusions, and Allah said, Sihrun Azim, huge magic, means everyone was overwhelmed or over with that magic. They said, finish, Musa finished. That's why Musa, awjasa fi nafsihi khifa.
فأوجس في نفسه خيفة قلنا لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى وألق ما في يمينك تلقف ما صنعوا إنما صنعوا كيد ساحر ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى.
They say, we don't get afraid, ya Musa. You are going to be the highest. What they did is the magic of a magician. Magician is a trick. Shaitan is tricking us on TV. What is that? Musical TV. You need what? Mercy TV. Allah's TV. HBO. HBO. What's that? Home box, what?
Office.
Home box office. Okay, you have high box office in the house. You can see when Allah wants to take that illusions away. So with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that stick took the illusions away. When reality comes, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. Haq comes, battle finished. So they were battle. Means our dunya is batil, is wrong, not batil, is false. Yeah, you are going to have 60, 70, 100 years living, fighting, struggling, and so on. But reality, when it comes, it's finished that. It's higher, haq is higher, truth is higher. So what happened? That reality, when it came, it ate everything illusions and brought everything real. That's why what happened to a magician, فَأَلْقَى سَحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ
فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى.
Magicians, they say, oh, we were wrong. They went into prostration and they said, we believe in Musa and Harun, and the Lord of Musa and Harun. That's why the Shaykh, when guide his followers, why they follow him? Because they surrender. Not everyone surrender. Only magician, Fir'aun did not. Fir'aun said it was a conspiracy from the magician that they did this with Musa alayhi salam to take Bani Israel away, people of Israel. So he didn't accept it. So the majority of the people did not follow Sayyidina Musa, only the magicians. Those who are sincere, pious, follow. And the rest, they run away. So it ate everything that you can see. When Haq comes, it takes all bottom. Haq is coming. Haq is coming soon. Takes everything wrong. So that stick is a real stick. It is Asad Dhikr. It is the stick or the cane of Zikrullah. Because it is stick is what? Is the Aleph, is the standing. Always straightforward. So it is the that Aleph which contain the secret of La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. So that stick was La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's why Musa alayhi salam knew that Muhammad is coming. But Allah showed him that is the reality. That is my the cane that I am sending to humanity. Who say it enters paradise. Man qala la ilaha illallah. Who says la ilaha illallah enters paradise. Because la ilaha illallah eats illusions, eats sins, eats forbiddance, eats everything. Keep saying la ilaha illallah. Don't stop from saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It is the kalimatul taqwa.
It's the word of piety.
It's the word of piety. وهي الحية التي إذا فتحت فاها تلقف سحرت صفات النفس الفرعونية. It is the snake that if it opens its mouth, it's going to eat the illusions or the magics of the pharaonic self. Sifatun nafs al-fir'aun. The
characteristics.
The different characteristics of the pharaonic self. Because ourselves are like Fir'aun self. As-sifat al-fir'auniyya, the pharaonic characters. We are carrying. So that snake will eat, that la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah will eat that. And Allah gave it to Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how much it is Ummatul Marhumah, it is a mercied Ummah. And that stick was where? In the chest. So Allah means will open to you that secret. Because that's what's important, what is in the chest. Not the chest only itself. The important is what is inside. You want to enter in the divine presence. You don't want to be out. You'll be crying out. You enter in, you'll be in that intimacy, peacefulness, tranquility. So Allah will give, if you throw away, through La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, you throw away the characteristic of the pharaonic self, that stick that is in the chest, inside the chest, and that chest is the heart, so that heart will begin to be shaking, moving. Allah. Begin wanting warm more. You you have hot water in a pot. Mm-hmm. The cover will begin to whistle. Mm-hmm. They have
rattle.
The heart begin to rattle inside. Mm-hmm. Wants to take that cover away. Allah wants to be open. Sometimes if the fire is strong, you see the cover is thrown out. Especially in pressure cooker. You have this pressure cooker. They don't use here, but they have it everywhere. Pressure cooker. When it is, they have a security on top of it. When the fire down is so strong and it's boiling, that security cannot anymore take it. It will blow up everything. When the fire of the heart, that ashq, that you call it ashq, infatuation, when it comes, the love of Allah and love of Prophet burning your heart, nothing can stop. It can stop the heart from blowing the cover and enter jumping inside that level of uns, intimacy. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the heart of the believer bayna asba'ain min asabi' ar-rahman, it is between two fingers of the fingers of all his of the Lord of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yuqallibu kayfa yasha,
turns it
as he likes. When you are cooking in a pot, what you do, you turn the meat up and down, isn't it? That is a description to understand. So Allah in his hand is the heart of the believer. When the heart of the believer begin under fiery and moving with zikrullah, Allah will move it upside down, turn it in different ways to make that abd to be able to cook his love better and to bring forward. That's why we say imtisal al-amr, to accept the order and be obedient to the order of the Shaykh will take you to the presence of Prophet, and there he introduce you, and then you follow the order of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnatul nabi, it takes you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that order, if you listen to it, it will give you the strength to be able now to reach that station in the heart that not everyone can reach it. And that's why we say always isma'u wa ati'u, listen and obey. Obedience is important. And what are these two fingers of the Lord? It's not a real finger, it's a description what Prophet gave. Is this the two attributes of beauty and majesty, Al-Jamal wal Jalal. Allah will make you to cook in these two beauty and two beautiful attributes, the beauty and the majesty. And that's why we said previously that if Allah order one Hur al-Ain, this beauty, that means the secret of beautiness, if He order one Hur al-Ain to show her finger, to put her finger to dunya, the whole world will faint from the beauty of her finger and smell of her finger. Means if Allah open a drop of His love to you, you will faint. As we said before, that believer in Sayyidina Musa said, when you go there, ask for Allah to give me faith. He said, it's enough, you have faith in me. He said, no, ask Allah. When he went and asked, he came, he found him. He pushed him, no response. Pushed him, no response. Allah said, leave him. He is now in that intimacy level. He's not feeling any more dunya. Musa, leave him. Even if you grind him now, he's not going to feel the pain. That's why Sayyidina Ali one day, when he has an ache in his tooth, He said to the Sahaba, you take it when I am in the praying. And when he was praying, they took the tools. As soon as he said, Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullah, he found blood. He knew that it was being taken. He didn't feel. Now we have to numb and give injection. And from one person to another, you cannot use the same injection. And oh. So what we said is that that heart, when it opened, what is inside the chest of Sayyidina Musa means when Allah opened for you from the secret of that stake, it is between the beauty and majesty. فَبِصِفَةِ الْجَلَالِ يُلْهِمُهَا فُجُورَهَا. From the attribute of majesticism, he will inspire, Allah inspire the ego of the bad things. Because when you are in a majestic situation, means you don't accept wrong. So that's why he put it between Jamal and Jalal. He doesn't accept wrong and he loves beauty. So from Jalal, he will inspire the attribute, the heart, oh, avoid these bad things. And what Allah said, Alhamana.
فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها.
Allah inspired the self فجورها, it's rebellion, the bad things that it might do, and say, oh, be careful. That's one. And then وَبِصِفَةِ الْإِكْرَامِ, and in the attribute of generosity and mercy and beauty, يُلْهِمُهَا تَقْوَاهَا, he will inspire it, it's taqwa, sincerity, and how to be an obedient servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave that matter to any angels. Because everything is by angels. Except this matter of the heart. It is directly فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. Allah directly inspired the heart, what is bad, and that it is, you cannot be a rebellion, and what is good with his generosity and beauty, that this is what I like, to be a sincere servant to me. Directly. No angels can intercede in that, or can intermediate in that. The only one intermediate is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who brought that that Holy Quran, revealed to him the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَشَتَّانَ بَيْنَ أُمَّةٍ سكينتهم أي محبتهم وقلوبهم مفتوحة للأعداء. فشتان means big difference. Big difference, you cannot describe it. Mean it's something that undescribable between two groups. One group of the Ummah, that their tranquility is with the four enemies, and their peacefulness is with shaitan and dunya and hawa and nafs, the four enemies. And with those whom their tranquility are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet. How you are going to describe, to balance, is impossible. No description between this group or that group. One is very low. What's very low? Below zero even. And one, Allah can raise them, not we say 100%, billions of percent. Because they are following. Allah ways. So, that one group that their tranquility is with shaitan and nafs and dunya and hawa, these enemies are musallatun alayhim. They are governing them. And the other one, that their peacefulness and relaxation and tranquility is to their Lord in His Divinely Presence and in the Hadratul Qurb and in the presence of the nearness by the intercession of the Master of the Children of Adam, بوسيلة سيد ولد بني آدم صاحب الحضرة الجمالية, the owner of the beautiful presence, سيدنا محمد صاحب الحضرة الجمالية والصورة البهائية, البهائية الصورة البهائية, he is the owner of the beautiful presence that people, that awliya come in his association, and he is, and as-sura al-bahaiya, and the shining image or picture, wal-nasma al-jamaliya, and the beautiful breeze that comes, Sayyid al-Sadat, the master of masters, صاحب الوسيلة, the owner of intercession, وشفيع الأمة, and the intercessor for the أمة, سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام, وورثته من الأولياء, and the inheritors, and the and his inheritors of أولياء, they are in that what we have described of that beautiful presence. I will read it back in Arabic. وَبَيْنَ أُمَّةٍ سَكِينَتُهُمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ فِي حَضْرَتِهِ حَضْرَةُ الْقُرْبِ بِوَسِيلَةِ سَيِّدِ وَلَدِ بَنِي آدَمْ صَاحِبِ الْحَضْرَةِ الْجَمَالِيَّةِ,
the owner of the beautific presence,
صاحب الحضرة الجمالية,
the owner of the beautific presence,
والصورة البهائية,
and the illuminating image,
والنسمة الجمالية,
and the beautiful breeze,
سيد السادات,
master of masters,
صاحب الوسيلة,
the owner of intercession,
وشفيع الأمة,
and the intercessor of the nation,
سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وورثته من الأولياء,
and his inheritors of saints,
أصحاب حضرته,
the owners of the companions,
the companion of his presence, ومعاونيه على الأمة,
and his assistant in the
aid for his Ummah, for his name, لتطهيرهم من دنس الشيطان,
to purify them from the filth of Shaitan,
to purify them from the filth of Shaitan, these inheritors, they are till the end of the world. فإن كان الله عز وجل, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Talut, a king to Bani Israel, to bring them to that level, he had sent his inheritors of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Talut is not a prophet, he's a king. So these inheritors are kings. They are the pegs, mountain pegs, balancing the earth. The mountains, Allah put them on earth to balance them. Allah put these awliya, they are not prophets, but like Talut, they are kings. Who killed Jalut? Who killed the enemy? Not Talut. Dawud, a prophet, means with prophecy, there is power. Inheritors, the guide, they guide. So, prophets kill the enemy. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam kill the enemy. Awliya Allah bring the prey to the prophet of to the prophet's presence. Means they bring the people, the ummah. They gather them. guide them, send them to his divine presence. Then Prophet, with his intercession, burn everything of all the sins of this, of his ummah. وَقَدْ أَرْسَلَ وَرَثَتَهُ لِنَبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He sent his, the inheritors, like kings, to his Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. As he sent today in our time, the king of Awliya, Sultan al-Awliya. And in every century, in every time, when a Sultan of Awliya die, pass away, there is another one will be sitting. So he has in every time a king over all Awliyas that he assigned to them jobs. As he sent Sultan al-Awliya, Maulana Sheikh Abdullah al-Faiz Daghestani before, he now gave that secret to Sultan al-Awliya of this time, Sayyidi Sheikh Muhammad Nazim al-Qadda. These Sultan al-Awliya, they carry the flag of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Liwa al-Habib al-Mustafa. The flag of the beautiful, the banner of the beautiful and the lovely Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Liwa al-Hamd. The banner of
praise.
Diwa al-Hamd that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Judgment Day will be carrying. Diwa al-Hamd, the banner of praising Allah. That's why Allah gave him, as Imam Bukhari said in the hadith, that Allah will give Prophet a power to make sajda, and he inspire him of prayers that never dua opened before. He prayed, and Allah said, raise your head, sal tu'ata, ask and you will be given. He takes his ummah out of hellfire. Then he go another time. Also another sajda and another prayers that not opened before. Not in his life, not in the barzakh, not in the paradise. Every time he's giving more. And he take what? Another part of the ummah, and the last, third time. So, he gave him that banner, and that banner, there are inheritors. Give them what they need from it. And the head of inheritors, a head of awliya, is Sultan al-Awliya. He is able, khatiman bihamdillah kuluba atba'ihi. He is able to put his sealing with Allah's grace, the hearts of his followers, from letting shaitan to enter there. He seals them, finish. No one can reach them. Shaitan might come to us, might come, and we think that we are following shaitan, we know. But our heart is sealed. When we take initiation, that is sealed. So what is being done there, you don't know.
Allah.
They will do on your behalf. When you pray, they change your prayer from imitation to real. If you miss your zikr, they do your zikr on your behalf. They have an obligation to present you to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after Salatul Najat every night. They have to present you clean to the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah gave them that power from Prophet. Prophet passed to them that power by Allah's permission. So what he seals the heart of his followers and takes them to the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from there لإيصالهم إلى حضرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن ثم إلى حضرة الملك العلام. To take them to the presence of Prophet, and from there to the presence of the absolute knower, Allah knows everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is for Sultan al-Awliya. And he passed part of that power to other awliya, to 124,000 wali, in order that everyone according to his level, they are able to guide their followers.
Alhamdulillah, Allah guided us to be sultan, king.
فإن كان بنو إسرائيل وجدوا التوراة في التابوت موضوعا.
Children of Israel find.
If the children of Israel, they found in that chest, the Torah is there with that stick, means the secret. Because you got the real Torah, not the one written later. Or means the Torah that Allah has sent it to Musa on this preserved tablets. Or not preserved, what do you call them? These 10 principles,
10 commandments
on stone, they found it there. That is the real one. Means what Allah gave to Musa to his heart, they found in, it's sent in that chest. So what, that's what is needed. We have now Quran, Alhamdulillah, that it is being printed in millions. But it is not the one that Sayyidina Osman wrote. Is not one of the 7 that was written in the time of Sahaba. And even those who were written in time of Sahaba is not what that have been revealed to the heart of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's the same, but what is revealed with its sound and what Sahaba heard from Prophet, the sound, the voice, that is more powerful than reading now what we are reading. Although it's the same, but what we are reading with no secret. Sahaba were taking from the heart of Prophet, from the tongue of Prophet, and reciting. It has carrying its secret with it. So this is, you need that secret that Allah will open to the heart. You will begin to hear the voice coming like inspiration to your heart from different parts, through angels, through awliyas, and until they prepare you to be able to hear through the heart, and that's why we call it Al-Hatif al-Rabbani, the
lordly
telephone. It's not the telephone, but lordly transmission, inspiration. So Prophet ﷺ will throw in your heart this musical way of what he was reciting, Quran to Sahaba. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent in that chest the Torah of Sayyidina Musa, he sent in the chest of that Ummah, Al-Ummah Al-Muhammadiyya, the Muhammadan nation, the chest of the heart, that heart, Aytabutul Qalb, Aytabutul Qulub, chest of hearts, he sent to them, means to this Awliyaullah, because not everyone can reach that level. He sent to them the Holy Quran as it was recited by Prophet to Sahaba. It is there in their hearts. They can hear it. Through that line of inheritance, they can hear that voice. If it was, there was in that chest also that Allah sent with Sayyidina, from Sayyidina Musa with the angels to Talut. وَإِنْ كَانَ بَنُوا إِسْرَائِيلَ كَانَ فِي تَابُوتِهِمْ بِيُوتٌ فِيهَا صُوَرُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. However, although the people of Israel in their chest that the angels were carrying in that box, there were pictures of prophets. There were some pictures of prophets that they were seeing. فَفِي تَابُوتِ الْأُمَّةِ الْمُحَمَّدِيَّةِ, in the chest of the Muhammadan nation, الأمة المحمدية, أي في تابوت قلوبهم, in the chest of their hearts, خلواتٌ, seclusions means partitions. When you have offices, they make for you partitions today, not to be disposed to other or be with. They will distract you. This is khalawat, means you'll be secluded. You'll be on the side, in a separate. Allah put in the Ummah al-Muhammadiyya, in the chest of their hearts, khalawatun laysa fiha ma'ahum ghayrullah. Seclusions, partitions, that there is nothing in it except Allah's intimacy. To be in, to have an intimacy with their Lord. No pictures there. If Bani Israel got pictures of their prophet, Ummatul Nabi, no pictures. It's reality.
Allah
gives them reality. And that reality, what we are hitting for through our way following our shiur. May Allah bless them. For that reason, وَلِذَا الْخَلْوَ وَاجِبَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُرِيدٍ بِإِذْنٍ مِنْ شَيْفِهِ. That's why seclusion is an obligation on every student, disciple, by the permission of his shaykh. And then we continue, inshallah, next time. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْصَالِحِ.